presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
March 28, 11:13 America, New York, Heineken will leave Russia, following rival Carlsberg. The Dutch brewer is quitting Russia as companies face pressure to completely pull out of the country. Pulling out of Russia will cost Heineken, which has about 82,000 workers across the world, about 400 million euros.
Daily FX Market News. March 28, 11:07 America, New York, FTSE, DAX Outlook. UK, EU stocks shrug off growth concerns. The DAX and FTSE index maintain strength despite rising growth concerns. Shanghai lockdowns dampen outlook, but equities hold on to gains.
Armstrong Economics.
March 28, 10:17 America, New York, private blog. It was a wild week, look to 2023. Private blog, it was a wild week, look to 2023. Private blog posts are exclusively available to Socrates subscribers. To sign up for Socrates or to learn more, please visit ask-socrates.com.
Digital Finance.
March 28, 10:16 America, New York, brokers in Hong Kong brace for regulatory changes. As Hong Kong Exchange and the SFC modernize the city's capital markets, brokers will need to keep up. The post brokers in Hong Kong brace for regulatory changes appeared first on Digital Finance.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 28, 10 o'clock America, New York, former World Bank chief didn't act on warnings of sexual harassment. Kristalina Georgieva, now head of the IMF, said she couldn't take action against Rodrigo Chaves, now a leading presidential candidate in Costa Rica, without evidence.
Daily FX Market News.
March 28, 10 o'clock America, New York, gold price forecast. Gold demand zone holds bears at bay for now. Gold prices were very volatile to start the month of March but have since calmed a bit. But is that calm just bears reloading for a bigger downside break?
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 28, 9:47 America, New York, Credit Suisse faces compliance probe over Russia sanctions. Lawmakers are seeking information following reports that Credit Suisse instructed investors in a recent debt deal to destroy and erase information related to its dealings with rich clients.
New York Times Business.
March 28, 9:35 America, New York, Biden aims to boost military and social spending in 2023 budget. The president will unveil his latest budget proposal amid a war in Ukraine and concerns at home about rising costs. President Biden met in Rzeszów, Poland, on Friday with service members from the 82nd Airborne Division, who are part of NATO's efforts to protect member states from Russian aggression.
New York Times Business.
March 28, 9:17 America, New York, Biden's budget proposal is set to include a tax on the richest Americans. The White House on Monday will ask Congress to tax the top 100th of 1% of American households.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 28, 9:10 America, New York, Barclays trips itself up. The sizable hit Barclays took to its U.S. structured products business raises questions about how it could have happened.
BBC News Business. March 28, 9:04 America, New York, energy strategy delayed amid Treasury concerns over costs. The PM promised the plan in days in early March, but the BBC understands the Treasury is worried about costs.
BBC News Business.
March 28, 9:04 America, New York, energy strategy delayed amid Treasury concerns over costs. The PM promised the plan in days in early March, but the BBC understands the Treasury is worried about costs.
Global Economy.
March 28, 8:58 America, New York, China stocks. Shanghai lockdown creates more uncertainty for global supply chains. Sudden nature of move threatens to have bigger, lasting impact on local equities and investor confidence.
Daily FX Market News.
March 28, 8:15 America, New York, S&P 500 forecast. S&P 500 not out of the woods. Dovish Bailey Downs GBP. S&P 500 facing resistance at 4,600. Bias remains a fade on rallies with the Fed growing more hawkish.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 28, 8:12 America, New York, Chinese tech stocks are back. Their glory days aren't. Chinese tech shares rebounded strongly in the past couple of weeks following a marked change in the tone from Chinese policymakers. Whether their businesses will heat back up is still unclear.
Global economy,
March 28, 7:31 America, New York, cushioning the blow of the global food crisis. Self-sufficiency and reserve stocks of grain aren't the no-brainer solutions they seem.
Marginal revolution,
March 28, 7:22 America, New York. Far UVC sanitization kills COVID. A new type of ultraviolet light that is safe for people took less than 5 minutes to reduce the level of indoor airborne microbes by more than 98%. A joint study by scientists at Columbia University Vigelos College of Physicians and Surgeons and in the UK.
Global economy,
March 28, 7 o'clock America, New York, the end of an era. In the aftermath of the Ukraine war, there may be a redefining of liberal values and reconnecting of nation-states.
BBC News, Business.
March 28, 5:32 America, New York, Sainsbury's urged to up pay to match cost of living. A group of investors wants the supermarket to ensure pay covers the rising cost of living.
BBC News Business.
March 28, 5:32 America, New York, Sainsbury's urged to up pay to match cost of living. A group of investors wants the supermarket to ensure pay covers the rising cost of living.
BBC News Business.
March 28, 3:13 America, New York, government no longer majority owner of NatWest. The Treasury sells £1.2 billion of shares back to NatWest Group after it bailed out the bank in 2008.
BBC News. Business.
March 28, 3:13 America, New York, government no longer majority owner of NatWest. The Treasury sells £1.2 billion of shares back to NatWest Group after it bailed out the bank in 2008.
Marginal revolution.
March 28, 2:11 America, New York, Peru facts of the day. When Felix Chero knelt before Peru's President Pedro Castillo last Sunday and swore to serve as the country's justice minister, he became the 46th minister in the Castillo government in just 8 months.
Marginal revolution.
March 28, 0:33 America, New York, the benefits of educational migration. That is the topic of my Bloomberg column, and I offer up a very concrete proposal. The educational migration idea also has potential for the U.S., though with additional hurdles.